Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, 3 p.m. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask dawn, Asians of those who entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for a donation. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look at us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold I do not have, but such as I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he who sat for donations at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. And as the lame man who was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered to the people, You men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our forefathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, this man has been made strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect wholeness in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God beforehand had shown by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, who beforehand was preached to you, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restoring of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Because Moses truly said to the forefathers, The Lord your God shall raise you a prophet to you of your brothers like me, him you shall hear in all things, whatever he shall say to you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yes, and the prophets from Samuel and those who followed after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our forefathers, saying to Abraham, And in your descendant shall all the peoples of the earth be blessed. O you God, having raised up his son Jesus, first sent him to bless you in turning every one of you away from his sins.